This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Anti-Semitism has been on the rise, and Jews are being targeted here in America. Here are a few of those examples. A white supremacist kills 11 Jews and wounds 7 others in Sabbath services in a Pittsburgh synagogue. Another shooter opens fire in a Passover service in California. 2 shooters with the black Hebrew Israelites target a kosher grocery store in Jersey City and kill 4. And a black man storms into a home during the 7th night of Hanukkah, stabbing 5 people with a machete. Those, of course, are the most visible because they are violent and usually led to loss of life. But consider that nearly half of Jewish young people in America say they have been victims of anti-Semitic attacks in the last 5 years. More than a third of them have experienced such hatred on a college campus. One survey found that 88% of Jewish Americans think anti-Semitism is a problem in the U.S. Also, 84% of them believe that the problem has gotten worse over the last 5 years. The motivations for these attacks vary, but believing false ideas certainly drives this age-old hatred. The shooter in California wrote a manifesto that read like something out of the fallacious Protocols of Zion. Others deny the Holocaust, say that Jews are responsible for so much evil in society, and try to argue that Jewish people are fake Jews. As Christians, we need to do what we can to combat this evil. First, we need to educate ourselves about anti-Semitism. I've written a booklet on the subject, which is available through Point of View. Second, we need to call out and denounce anti-Semitism. And third, we need to show solidarity with the Jewish people and also pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my Point of View.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Anti-Semitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.